This is Equestrian Legacy Radio's Saddle Up America. I'm your host, Gary Holt, and joining me is my co-host, Tina Mae Weber. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. It's a fallish-looking day here in Tennessee, and I think you're up on a big trail ride in Missouri, aren't you?
Yes, I am. We had some rain today, this morning, but it's clearing out, and the trees, the fall colors are gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. The weather is perfect. It's beautiful riding.
Well, and I understand that you have been eating very well.
Oh, my goodness. Butterfly shrimp and fried catfish, hush puppies, bread pudding, river fries, all out on the trail, freshly cooked.
Okay, all right, we're getting hungry. Hey, listen, we've got a lot to talk about on the show today, and we've got some great guests, so who will be joining us?
Well, first we have Melissa Sells with Showtime Trailers talking about winterizing your trailers. Then we travel to Flora Home, Florida, to talk with James Cuneo, owner of Patriots Ranch.
Well, I'm still thinking about the butterfly shrimp.
It was
but
good.
It's going to be a good show. Hey, listen, Equestrian Legacy Radio's Saddle Up America is made possible today by our great sponsors at the General Store. You'll find everything for the horse lover and folks that just love the equestrian lifestyle in the General Store on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. So grab a cup of coffee and join us, and when we come back, we'll be talking with Melissa Sales. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world, online at equestrianlegacy.net.
I really can't stay.
The baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away. This evening has been
hoping that you'd
so
drop
very
in.
Nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
Watch your
my father
hurry.
Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
So really I'd better go.
Darling, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some music on while I pull.
The neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Hey, what is this dream?
No calves to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
Down.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
No.
Mind
no.
If I move a little?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't say. This welcome has been
lucky that you
so
dropped in. Look out the window at that
my
storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be
like
there at the door.
Sure.
My maiden aunt's mind.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to go home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Hey, lend me your coat.
Up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand. How can you do this thing to me?
Tomorrow.
I'll think of my lifelong
at sorrow. At least there will be plenty in time.
If you caught pneumonia and
I
died.
Really can't stay. Baby, it's cold outside.
Well, it's not quite cold outside here in Tennessee, but I was talking to friends out in Montana yesterday, and they had a crackling fire going, and they've already had some snow out in Colorado and some of the other western states. So, Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back on. I appreciate it, and I really enjoy it.
Well, glad to have you. Tina May, you want to say howdy?
Howdy, Melissa.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
Hey, let's, you know, we're not quite cold here in Tennessee yet or in Missouri where Tina May is, but we've got a change in the weather coming. And I thought that song was just very fitting for our conversation today. But tell us about the weather up in the Big South Fork right now. How is it up there, Melissa?
Well, it's breezy today. It's partly sunny, I would, you know, but for the most part, it's really nice. It's in the 60s. Still very good trail riding time. The nights are in the 40s, but we are going to chill down this weekend. But it's still going to be great riding all the way up through to generally pretty close to Thanksgiving. So a lot of good trail riding still yet to come and to be done here, you know, for the next month ahead.
Well, beautiful, beautiful scenery up there, and I think the leaves are still in color for at least a little while longer up in the east part of the state. So great time to get out and visit Showtime Trailers in Grimsley, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Yep. Tina May, I know that you ladies told me yesterday that you would just take over the show, and all I need to do is to sit back. And so there's a lot to talk about in getting ready for winter and taking care of our trailers, taking care of our stock, and getting ready for some winter riding. So I'm just going to kind of sit back and grab my cup of coffee and let you ladies go.
Okay, all right. Tina, do you want to go first?
Well, I'll tell you what, Melissa, why don't you just kind of give everybody an idea? Maybe we should talk about some of the things, you know, like in the beginning, a lot of people with the aluminum trails, before we get into the actual winterizing, there's other things that we can do to take care of our trailers to keep them in tip-top shape. And a lot of people sometimes have the idea that if they have an aluminum trailer, they still don't need to, you know, kind of keep it clean and things like that. And they do. It's a good idea. I like to do mine a couple times a year to get the urine and stuff out, to take it to a power wash and get those mats out and kind of clean it. And I thought maybe we can kind of start talking about some things that people from all over, whether they have winter weather or not, and some things that they can do to take care of their trailers and make them last.
And that's very true. Your aluminum trailer is an investment. And so, therefore, with your investment, you know, you maintain that investment. And to keep your trailer to its top value, many folks think that they have aluminum, and you're right, that there is nothing that they need to do. It's good to go, and it's forever. Yes, aluminum is a wonderful material, but if you do not maintain the urine and the feces out of the back of that trailer, in the years to come, your floor will corrode. And from that happening, it's kind of like a rust in a aluminum, I guess I would say. But you will start getting these pit holes, and then they will grow and grow, and then eventually it will become very dangerous to pull your horses in the back of those trailers. The floor is going to get weak. And even for those folks who don't even have, I'm going to say, you've got the urine and the feces, but you're not in the salt aspect. The people who live in the north that have all that salt in the air, it's very important that you keep all the brine rinsed and washed off of your trailer, because those will pit your trailer, and that will lead and cause the same thing to happen as the urine and the feces on the floor. So, yes, taking those mats out, as me and Tina had talked in the last time I was on, it all depends upon the rider, too, how often you use that trailer, I think. But it is a good measure in the spring and in the fall, as you're getting ready to maybe store it for the winter, to pull the mats out and you know, give it a good washing.
And that goes true, not just for aluminum trailers. That's everybody's trailer, and always keep, you know, or check on the flooring and things like that. And what about the tires? Should they do something differently with the tires with the winter or the cooler temperatures?
Well, you know, and you have so many people with different thoughts on the tires, and you know, the main thing is they say the life of a tire is 3 to 5 years. Well, that depends upon the condition of the heat and places of where you live. But if you have a trailer and you don't use it very often, and it does a lot of setting. Maybe not so much in the winter because you're going to pull it right back out after about 3 to 4 months. But, you know, they will get flat spots and they're not going to ride as well. It is a lot of work to elevate those tires off the ground, but if you can, that's great. You know, they're not sitting there drawing moisture and throughout all the winter conditions of the warmed up days to the cold days at night. And, you know, if you have a possibility of keeping that trailer undercover, that is definitely going to, you know, prolong the life of the tires as well, or at least keep them covered with a tire cover. That helps a lot, too, during the summer months.
Okay. And you had even said when we had talked before, we talked a little bit, and I want our listeners to hear this, about getting on top of that roof and checking it as well. It's not just the inside of it.
That's right. That's kind of like raising your hood and checking the oil to your car. If you think about it, whether you have a bumper pull or whether you have a dressing room trailer or a living quarters, that roof rail is very, very important because over time you're pulling a trailer down the road and, you know, it's made of a material that's heavy. Things have to give and flex just a little bit, so that caulking's going to give. And then from time, the winter and the summer, the caulking's going to shrink. And so when all of those things start to happen, the shrinking and the cracking, water will find its way. So therefore, climb on that trailer at least once a year. That is the manufacturer's warranty that they put in there, that you inspect your roof rail every year. And if you have a living quarters, of course, inspect every vent, every area that has caulking, and make sure that it's not shrinked, cracked. And if it is, reseal it back up because water will find its way. Whether you have snow sitting on top of your winter, on top of your trailer all winter, or it's out in the sun, it is going to find a way into your trailer.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's probably even, you know, like with your people that have those roof air conditioning vents and things like that, and really check around that and maybe even keep them closed.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. All your vents to your living quarter, check those, your roof rail, but also the vents to the living quarter.
Okay. Well, then let's go ahead and let's talk about winterizing a living quarters trailer with all the water tanks and everything else like that, and what your recommendations are, and maybe even some of the steps that they need to take to keep their living quarters in great shape and no frozen pipes.
Okay. And then for us, you know, as Gary and I and Tina was talking, we're from everywhere here in the United States. We're in Tennessee, but for you folks who are out in the West, to you all who are in the far north, your cold spells will come differently. So for us, we won't winterize till probably sometime in the mid of next month. And how we kind of judge our winterization is, you know, a cold night's not going to hurt anything, but when you have that cold spell that sets in for that week, or 3 and 4 days, or 3 and 4 nights, that's when you need to start thinking about winterizing your trailer. And some of the things that you're going to need is an RV marine antifreeze, a water heater bypass kit, if you don't have one already installed on your living quarter trailer. You're going to want a water pump converter kit. It's just a tube that connects to the inlet side of your water pump, and it's very simple. Once you get the hang of it, you're going to have this done in just a few moments, maybe 10 or 15 minutes. It generally takes, depending on the size of your living quarter, about 2.5 to 3 gallons of RV antifreeze is what it generally takes to winterize a living quarter trailer. Now, with that being said, you are going to drain your hot water heater, and by doing that, you will go and relieve the pressure valve, and you're going to take the plug out of your hot water heater. You know, if you can, you don't want to have to put RV antifreeze into that water heater. That will take 6 to 10 gallons, depending on the size of your water heater, to fill that up. So you're going to turn the valve and bypass the water heater, but drain all the water out of that. If you have any low point drains, you're going to turn those and get all the water out of those lines that you can. Not every trailer will have low point drains, but if you do, it's great. Turn them, drain those lines out. If you don't have the winterizing kit, you can get those at any local hardware store. They're fairly inexpensive, $10 to $15. Take your 2.5, 3 gallons of RV antifreeze and go to your trailer and locate your water pump. So whenever you find your water pump, what you're going to do at that point is let me think here how to explain this. You're going to install the water pump converter kit, which is like your winterization kit, or you can disconnect the inlet side of the water pump. And that's the line that comes from the freshwater holding tank. And then you're going to connect the tube from the water pump inlet into the 1 gallon jug of RV antifreeze. And you'll turn the water pump on. And from that point, you're going to pressurize that pump. And so whenever you do that, your water pump is going to kick on and it's going to start pulling the RV antifreeze out and it's going to circulate through the lines of your horse trailer. And at that point, you'll slowly open up the hot and cold valves until all the red-colored RV antifreeze appears, meaning when you go to your shower, you're going to open up, turn on the hot and cold inlets there until it bleeds red. Don't forget your toilet. Many folks forget a toilet, but if you forget a toilet, those little valves in the back of your toilet, the little moisture will gather there, and those will freeze and crack and cause a leak. So make sure that you go and push your toilet pedal and that it's bleeding red as well at your kitchen sink. Anywhere that you have a water location, you need to turn those water inlets on and let it bleed red. And when it bleeds red, you know that you have water at every point. You've pulled the water through all your lines in your trailer. And that's pretty much it. You know, most horse trailers are all the same. They might be just a little different here and there. But, you know, that's pretty typical of how you do your system. Also, a lot of folks close up the refrigerators, you know, all winter long. And those get very musty, moldy over time. Baking soda, old wise tale, you can wad up newspaper to help soak up moisture and odor into your refrigerators to keep those pesky smells out. If you can, keep your doors open to your fridges, and that way they don't gather up so much moisture.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, some trailers have that outside spigot, too. I guess they
That's
would
right.
need to do
yep.
something with that as well.
Mm-hmm. You're right. If you have the outside watering spigot, if you have an outside shower, anywhere that there is a water outlet, you need to make sure that you go turn those water outlets on and make sure they will bleed the red antifreeze, and that way you know you've reached that point to every point of your trailer.
Okay. Well, that was a great step-by-step presentation.
Well,
there.
I may have skipped a step or two. I tried to think of it, but you it's hard to go in line. When you just go in there and you do it and you don't really think about what you're doing versus when you're trying to tell someone, it's a little bit different. But, you know, we're always glad to help. Our phones are always open, and we're happy to give anyone advice and help in any way that we can. If you have questions and maybe I went too fast or I may have skipped a step or you just don't feel confident about it, give us a call. Be more than happy to help you. Any RV facility, if they have campers or any RV repair, they accept those horse trailers just the same. They can winterize your unit for you, and they don't charge, you know, a significant amount of money. So it might be something that you might want to consider to take that worry off of yourself, to take it into your local horse trailer dealership or take it into a local RV store and let them winterize it for you.
Melissa, let me ask this question. Do you provide that service at Showtime Trailers?
We do. We even have that service that will even come to you. And, you know, you have a lot of guys here in this area that have a large living quarters, and they may not want to hook up to that big living quarters and drag it, you know, 30 minutes away from home. And so how we look at it is, you know, we'll come to you. We'll, you know, we're here to cater to the horse riders, because without our horse riders, we wouldn't be here. And so anything that we can do to help make life easier, we're glad to jump right in and come to you. So that's for any part that we sell or any service that we can provide. You know, we'll come to your campsite and help in any way that we can.
Well, that's great.
And I can vouch for that.
Yeah.
Yes,
well,
Tina, you can.
Yes, I can vouch for that. I bought my trailer from Melissa, and I drove 9.5 hours to get it from her, and the service has been wonderful, so I can vouch for that.
Well, that's great. We want to come back and talk more about getting ready for winter, but right now we're going to take just a short break, and when we come back, Tina May, we're going to give something away. How does that sound to you?
Oh, I think it sounds fantastic.
All right. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you tired of not knowing how to market your business and increase your sales? Sick of spending your hard-earned money on advertising that is not reaching your target audience? Does it seem you are working in your business and not on your business? Meet Sales Creative. We are a full-service marketing agency that tailors our services to the small business owner. Our mantra is, if your business isn't selling, your business is dying. We use unique and custom campaigns that gets results and at an affordable monthly cost. Check us out at salescreative.net. Mention you heard it here and get a complimentary marketing analysis valued at $250. Don't delay. Call us today. See why hundreds of people have put their trust in us for over 6.5 years. That's salescreative.net.
Well, 'tis the season to be shopping, and Equestrian Legacy Radio's Christmas shop opens November 1st. Take advantage of our special holiday pricing to promote your business in the Christmas shop by contacting us today at equestrianlegacy.net. The deadline for the holiday special is this Thursday, October 30th, so don't wait. Contact us today at equestrianlegacy.net.
Don't you know you're tempting me?
Let's Stephanie Lane run, and we are going to be giving away a great gift set from Espana Silk All Natural Grooming Products in just a moment. But the Legacy Club is a free membership to our listeners and our friends out there in the radio world. So visit our website, equestrianlegacy.net. You can enroll there for free. It entitles you to great discounts and special offers from our Legacy Club sponsors. And we also have weekly, monthly, and a great year-end drawing. So, Tina May, tell us
yes.
who our winner is today.
This week's Legacy Club member winner is Cheryl Wallace from Amarillo, Texas. And she has won a gift set from Espana Silk Products. Congratulations, Cheryl.
All right, so out in the panhandle of Texas, Cheryl Wallace wins that great gift set. And I'll mention, too, that you have a few days to get enrolled and be eligible for a great gift pack from Showtime Trailers. That's our monthly drawing grand prize for this month of October. And so be sure and visit the website at equestrianlegacy.net. And not net, but it's .net, and get enrolled in the Legacy Club. I'm going to do that while you gals are talking here for just another few minutes. But let's talk a little bit more. You know, if I have my living quarters trailer, and I want to go ahead and get that thing winterized in the next couple of weeks because the weather is getting ready to change, I can still take that thing out and go traveling some, can I?
You're exactly right. Yes, you can. It's just you might not want to use, you know, any of your water, you know, but other than that, you can still got your fridge, you still got your stove or microwave. And, I mean, and you can still, you know, unwinterize your unit, take it and enjoy in the winter. You know, there is a couple more things that you're going to have to do to prepare for that, and you will run into a few bumps in the road, but they're made to enjoy all year long. You know, you don't have to put it away just because winter comes. And us trail riders do tend to put them away in the winter time, but there is a lot of other sports with horses that go all year long. So,
mm-hmm. Well,
there's something
Tina,
I wanted to add.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Well, there's one thing I wanted to add that we didn't talk about. And
okay.
Sorry, Gary. It's the awnings. We don't think about the awnings. And a lot of times before winter comes in, we just get out of kind of a wet, rainy season here where we're at. And I like to pull that awning out, make sure there's no moisture in that awning, and make sure it's dried out before I actually put that up, you know, pretty much for the winter. Some of us do ride all year round and everything, but there's a lot of them that store it, and you want to make sure that awning is dry before, and that's any time before you put that trailer up.
Oh, I'm glad you clarified that, because when you first said that, I thought you were saying yawning, and I thought I do a lot more of that during this cold weather. So, but yeah, the awning, and then you can get under that and do all the yawning that you'd like to do, I suppose.
There you go.
Yeah.
Take a nap.
Well, and this is something a lot of folks don't think about, but if you're using your horse trailer in the winter months, just think about the cold temperatures on the outside, and you have all of that warm air on the inside. And you have to think about the thickness of your walls. But when that happens, you're going to have all this condensation that is going to build up on your living quarter windows. And with that being said, I know you think it's cold outside and you shouldn't crack a window, but that condensation, you need a vent to be able to vent that trailer, because when you don't, the water is going to form on the windows, it's going to run down into the tracks, and it's going to bevel over, and it's going to roll down your walls. And it happens at such a slow trickle, or just not a large quantity, that you don't pay it a lot of attention sometimes. But before you know it, you're going to have mold. And when that smell starts, it's really hard to take out of your living quarters. So just remember to you know, crack a vent, crack a window just a little bit whenever you have that hot and cold condensation going on inside your trailer.
Great information. Hey, Melissa, we want to tell people how they can find you.
Hey, look here. We are located in Grimsley, Tennessee. We're 150 miles east of Nashville. We're located right here near Big South Fork. East Fork Stables, we're located on Highway 127. Our phone number is 931-863-4401. Check out our website, ShowtimeTrailers.com. We're always glad to hear from you. We appreciate all of our riders, all of our customers, and it's always great to be on the show. In 30 minutes, it's just not long enough. I need more time. Me and Tim need more time.
Well, I tell you what, we'll schedule a show, and I just won't show up. We'll let you talk. But anyway, enjoyed having you. And, again, that Showtime Trailers, you also have a Facebook page. So we're going to encourage people to go visit Showtime Trailers on Facebook. Visit the website, ShowtimeTrailers.com. And, Melissa, thanks for joining us. And we're going to come back in just a minute. We're going to go down to where it's warm. We're going to head down to Patriots Ranch in Flora Home, Florida. And you're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net. Thanks a lot.
I'm driving tonight by this rodeo moon, Amarillo by morning, maybe someday soon, a lonesome rodeo cowboy coming round again. Got this rodeo fever, and I can still make Cheyenne. And I'll drive all night long. I'll ride in the next rodeo. I'll cry for the love I left at home. And I'll sing this lonesome cowboy song. I'll sing cowboy song. I guess that I was born to run this endless trail, my friend. From Austin to Boston, I've been there and back again. If this old wore-out truck can make Fort Worth town, I'll unload my ponies and I'll lay my money down. And I'll drive all night long. I'll ride in the next rodeo. I'll cry for the love I left at home. You cry for me, I am what I am. I chose this life, I'm a rodeo man. I'll drive all night long.
W. Hampton's Rodeo Man, and we're going to go down south and visit Patriots Ranch, and we're going to be talking with James Cuneo, And James, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Gary. How are you and team doing today?
Wonderful. Great. Hi, James.
Great, great, great. Well, you know, we're talking about getting ready for winter today, and we started out with a song called Baby, It's Cold Outside, but I guess that's not really the case down in Florida, is it?
No, sir, not right now. It's pretty sunny, and I don't know, I guess it's probably 80 degrees about. Very beautiful day, good day to be riding in a state forest, I tell you that.
Well, that sounds good to me. Hey, Tina May, I'm going to let you visit with James just a little bit and find out a little bit about the facility and how it got started. But and I know we're going to talk about where the name came from, so I think our audience will enjoy hearing about that.
Oh, absolutely. So James wanted to tell us a little bit about the history of Patriots Ranch and how it came about and how you picked the name for it.
Well, I actually spent 23 years in the Marine Corps and retired and moved home to Florida after spending most of my time in North Carolina. Got into riding horses up there and basically just trail riding and seeing game shows and barrel racing and things of that nature. And I moved home and found a ranch that was in foreclosure. Ended up, when it finally got up to bid, I was the only one that bid on it and got it very cheap for what it has to offer. And I happened to bring my horse by the name of Patriot down from North Carolina with me when I moved. And he ended up colicking and passing away on me. And just so happened it was the same time that I had my initial sign done up that I could put on the ranch. So it's kind of got a little more sentimental about you now.
And that's how it became Patriots Ranch.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, on behalf of our listeners, I most definitely want to thank you for your services for our country. And now, absolutely. And tell us a little bit more about your ranch, what you're near. Tell us about the facilities that you have, because it's pretty much primitive camping there, but you've got a lot of things there. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the place itself, and then we'll talk about the surrounding areas.
Okay, well, it's a 13-acre ranch, and I've pretty much got primitive camping, like you mentioned. We are working, hopefully, by Christmas or the New Year to have water and power up for, I mean, I have water for trailers now, but we're looking at getting power in to where people can come in and hook up, but mainly people bring their generators, and we tie hoses into my main water lines and all, and I've got an obstacle course on the property. I've got anywhere from 15 to 20 obstacles, depending on how I set it up. 125 by 200 foot arena, round pin. So people can come out and, you know, use the obstacles, get a little confidence with their horses, use the arena for, you know, practicing barrel racing or whatever they want to do. I'm hoping that by the new year, I'll actually have some lights around my arena and I'm going to start putting on some barrel racing clinics and some game shows for events and all. We are located near two major state forests. So Etnaya Creek State Forest is about 8,000 acres of riding land, which my property butts right up to. And then Belmore State Forest, which is just north of the lake that I live on, has about another 8,000 acres. So there's a lot of prime riding area out here that can be utilized.
Mm-hmm. So you have several miles of trail. I mean, it'd be lots of riding. You're open year-round. You've got the two different state forests right there. And also you've got a boarding facility as well, and you have a barn, and you have some stalls. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that and the size of your stalls as well?
Okay. Yeah, I actually, when I started this out in June of 2012 when I got the property actually has a 10-stall barn on it. The stalls are 12 by 17 feet. It's a really nice barn, and I have two basically living quarters that can be rented out a lot of times what I do is when I do monthly events, I use the living quarters. They have full restroom and shower facilities in them. So my folks that camp out over the weekends and all, I allow them to use that. So they got a place to clean up and from the day and all. So it's a pretty large facility. You know, I was actually surprised at how easily I got it. And it has a lot of to offer. We're a little small right now, just trying to make things happen and enjoy our horses and riding.
Okay, so the place where it's primitive camping, you can accommodate approximately 70 living quarters trailers. Tell us a little bit about, is it open? Are there trees, shade trees?
Well, I have, yes, ma'am, it is. I have one field that I can put people in that has trees in it that they can utilize for shade and all of that. And then I have another larger field, which is wide open, that has no trees in it whatsoever, that I'm actually getting ready to run power and water in for hookups. So we could accommodate probably anywhere from 50 to 75 people, you know, trailers, primitive camping and what have you. We're trying to make it a little laid back to where you can just pull in, set yourself up as kind of much room as you want, break out your generator, break out your cooler, your grill, whatever, and just enjoy yourself without a lot of, you know, supervision, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So you allow, do you allow folks to use their high lines, and do you allow portable pens and things like that?
Yes, ma'am, we sure do. You can highline, you can bring your round pens. I know I used to use the portable stakes with the electric fence and the solar power electric fences and things like that. So, you know, we're pretty easy. We pretty much allow you to do what you need to do to enjoy yourself.
Okay, and you've got the obstacle course, and then the play in that, or the arena and everything. Why don't you tell us about the trails? You told us about the two state forests. Tell us, you know, somebody that hasn't been in that area, tell us what the trails are like.
Well, there's a combination of Etnaya Creek State Forest has a combination of roads, dirt roads, and then they also have a fire trail system that the forestry guys have hooked up for us to get around, and they're marked. A lot of times what I'll do is if I have some new riders out and I know they're going to be on their own, I'll kind of mark the trail for them, or I'll actually just go ride with them and guide them through. But I also have maps that I can provide for them. Etnaya Creek State Forest has a 4-mile loop, a 7-mile loop, and a 12-mile loop that you can go ride on. But there's a lot more miles that you can actually put on if you want to go. I know that there's an event coming up in November that is, they're doing a 25-mile endurance ride, and that's not really going on the same trail twice. So there's a lot of trails, a mixture of roads and trails. Belmore State Forest is more of multi-use roads, dirt roads. So there's some creeks that you cross, and there's a bridge out there, and there's a lot of decent wildlife. And, of course, we're just north of Ocala State Forest, so we're a large corridor for black bear. And, you get to see, you know, deer tracks, bear tracks, and different types of animals that run around in the forest these days.
We want to take another quick break, and when we come back, James, let's talk a little bit about exactly where you're located and some of the events that you have that are coming up. And you shared some information when we talked yesterday about some things that there are to do around there in addition to the horseback riding trails. So we'll be back
lions
in just a minute.
Lions and tigers and bears, oh my.
Lions and tigers and bears. And, yeah, we're going to find out all about that in just a minute. But we want to mention that this segment of our show is brought to you by Equestrian Legacy Radio's Legacy Club sponsors. Legacy Club membership is free. Members receive special offers and discounts available only to Legacy Club members. And you're automatically enrolled as a Legacy Club member in our weekly, monthly, and year-end drawing. And our year-end drawing this year is for a revolutionary portable automatic watering system from Hydrohorse. So visit our website at equestrianlegacy.net and take advantage of all the specials that our Legacy Club sponsors provide you. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world, online at equestrianlegacy.net.
Stormy throws her head, she don't like the sound of lead, ripping through the sky on a cool, clear autumn morn. She high trots back home, she can't stand to be alone. She's been that way since the day that she was born. But I love her anyway, I wouldn't trade a single day. Riding for another day to be alive. The wind in her long black mane, she's the only thing that keeps me sane. The only way today that a cowboy can survive. Equine. Mind all his own, Bud was hard as a stone. He threw me to the ground a dozen times or more. Running down the road, cussing cause I'd just been through. All the way back to the old brown double barn door. But I loved him anyway, and I wouldn't trade a single. Riding for another day to be alive. The wind in his long gold mane was the only thing that kept me sane. The only way today that a cowboy can survive. Equine. And there's a fire burning in me still, and a cold heart I am. Gone, no matter how hard I fall. And I think of them days sometimes to ease my troubled mind. Every time my back's up against the wall. There's one tired old painter, he's a little less kin than king. I see the hesitation in his eyes. I lift a little saddle on, he kicks them in the sides and they're gone. Lord, I can't believe how the years roll by. And how I love that little boy, riding high like Gene and Roy, fading like a hero into that western sun. The wind in his thick gold hair, I close my eyes for a moment, I'm there. The only way today that a cowboy can survive. Equine. Equine.
That's our friend Bryn Hill with Equine, and we're talking with James Cuneo of Patriots Ranch in Flora Home, Florida. And James, tell us exactly where you're located in Florida.
Well, we're about we're actually located about 45 minutes south of Jacksonville, in north central Florida, and where we kind of split Gainesville and St. Augustine in half, and then we're just north of Ocala by about 45 minutes or so.
So you guys are real easy to get to and find there, right? Kind of in the middle of horse country in Florida.
Yes, sir, we sure are. Kind of on a main road that goes from Gainesville to St. Augustine and We're kind of at the crossroads just north of Ocala National Forest, so we're all around some good areas, with horse country and riding areas.
All right, now I know Tina May wanted to talk to you about the Lions and the Tigers and the Bears.
Oh, my. Yes, I do. Yes, I want to talk about some of the other activities that are in your area and also some of your upcoming events. So let's talk about those Lions and Tigers and Bears.
All right. Well, we got not very far, about 15 minutes from our ranch, I guess I'll say, is we got a place. This gentleman started a place called Single Vision, and he's a one-man show, basically has tigers and bears and lionesses and a whole bunch of other exotic animals on his property. He's only open to the public during the weekend because he's by himself and he has volunteers on the weekend. But if you're out here during the weekend, one of the things you can do if you reserve at least a minimum of a week in advance and he's not full, you can go over and do some interaction with the he's got a couple black bear cubs and some other animals over there that you can actually go in and have an exotic animal experience.
That's neat. That's really neat. That's a little unique there. All right. What about, tell us about some of your events that you got coming up. I know you got some weekend events and some really exciting things coming up. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes, ma'am. You can find our events pretty much on our PatriotsRanch.com website, but we do poker runs, horse poker runs. We do obstacle courses. We do just scheduled rides. One of the big things that was a hit last year is we're doing the horse and rider triathlon, and basically we just do different types of ride. Like next month we got a Veterans Day and Marine Corps birthday ride, trail ride coming up. The big hit with that horse and rider triathlon, basically what we've done is we've got an obstacle course that you do that's timed. You go from that into a two-hour trail ride to where I have feed buckets out along the trail. It's a marked trail, and I have horse questions in it. And you have to answer. I give you a 3x5 card, and you have to answer the questions. And then when you come back, I've got a little shooting gallery set up with BB guns and soda cans. So you get six shots at five cans. So every can you hit and every question you get right takes 10 seconds off of your obstacle course time, and that's how I figure out who the winner is. But we're trying to do some little different things to make it interesting for the people around here.
That sounds very interesting and a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, we had a blast with that last year, and I kind of had it during the heat of the summer, so I planned on doing it in January this year to make it a little bit cooler and a little bit nicer for the folks. So they really enjoyed it. I got some rave reviews about that one.
Wow. And when is your tri- when is that?
That is the Horse and Rider Triathlon is actually going to be on the 17th of January.
Okay.
James, would you suggest that your place is a good place for us snowbirds to come and visit when the weather gets a little bit tough up here in the further north?
Yes, sir, I would. I tell you, I spent a lot of time in North Carolina and got used to the cold weather up there, and I really don't want to be around any snow, but that's why I moved home. So it's a very nice place to ride out here. The weather is pretty great throughout the winter. It can get kind of cold, but it's nice. It's nothing a few little hand warmers and a nice light jacket won't help you out with.
Well, when we get down into those 30-degree days like we had last year and some even close to zero, I think maybe a little road trip might be in order, and that would be to head down to Florahoma, Florida, to visit Patriots Ranch. And, James, it sounds like you have a lot of great things that are going on down there. When you were a little boy, did you dream of growing up and starting a horse campground, or was that something that came to you later?
No, sir. I had no clue that I'd be. I mean, I'd rode horses when I was a lot younger, but I had no clue that I'd be, owning four horses at this point and having a horse boarding and camping facility and trying to get something going up with that. But it's enjoyable. I mean, we take off with the kids and go out riding, and it's relaxing. So I'm very grateful and glad that I pretty much started what I've done.
Well, it sounds like a great, great place to visit the year round, but especially as we're starting to come into these colder weather months, people that have the itch to go and ride a little bit, they can come down and spend some time with you at Patriots Ranch. And again, your website is patriotsranch.com, and you also have a Facebook page. And so we'd encourage folks to go over there and like that page and get in touch with James and visit Patriots Ranch and try your hand at some of these interesting competitions that he has going on. James, thank you for taking the time to join us, and we look forward to seeing you out on the trail.
Yes, sir. Same here. I appreciate the time today, and I want to thank you and Tina and all the folks that actually do come out that live close by me, and we're just enjoying our time out here. I appreciate your time today.
Well, thanks
Absolutely.
Very much.
Thank you.
And I want to mention and reiterate what Tina May said. Thank you for your service. So we appreciate that very much as well.
Well, we thank you all very much.
All right. So we have been talking with James Cuneo in Flora Home, Florida at Patriots Ranch. And visit his website, patriotsranch.com, and his Facebook page and get in touch. It sounds like a great place to visit with a really neat young man. Tina May, you're doing
yes.
a little trail riding, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Loving every minute of it.
So you've kind of been, this has been like Tina on the road for about a month now. So where have you been in the past month?
Oh, my. Well, I started out, let's see, I went to Indiana. That's where I had the little mishap with Poison Ivy. And then I went up to Michigan for the Lope for Hope Pride. Then from there, we stopped at a little place in Shelbyville Lake in Illinois.
Right.
And then I am now at Cross Country Trail Rides in Eminence, Missouri. And they're having a gorgeous fall, late fall ride with lots of food. You definitely don't leave here hungry. They serve you hot meals out on the trail. Today they're having barbecue pork steaks. I told you a little bit earlier, yesterday we had the shrimp and the fried fish. And
yeah,
and
you keep talking
stuff.
About this. You keep talking about this food, and I'm going to have to find something for lunch in just a little bit. And you were down in Tennessee before you were up in Michigan, so you've been on the road. Yeah, down
yes,
for St. Jude's ride that was down in West
Creek Trail Ride in Alamo.
Buck Creek Trail Ride. So you've been on the road. We're going to have to just fix you up with a recorder and let you start interviewing folks while you're out on the trail. Maybe that'd be a segment we could add to the show. So so any kind of final thoughts that you want to share with folks today?
Yes, there is. First, I want to remind folks that if they missed any of the details on the winterizing the trailers, that they can always listen to the podcast at any time. Melissa had some great pointers. She was really good and thorough about going through the winterization. And I also want to, again, remind the trail riders that it is hunting season. Know the seasons of where you're riding. Wear lots of bright hunter orange and be courteous of the hunters because it is their season.
All right, and I want to mention that our new mobile app is available on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. It's free. We've got a lot of folks all across the U.S. and Canada and in Europe that are using that app now, and you can call us, you can contact us, you can visit our website, and you can listen to our broadcast from our mobile app. And that's the Equestrian Legacy Radio mobile app at our website, equestrianlegacy.net. So I know I'm having fun using that myself. And as Tina May mentioned, you can go back and listen to any of our shows. There are almost 100 now that you can go back and listen to online from our website or from the mobile app. So just a really cool little deal. And again, folks are listening around the world, so we appreciate that very much and appreciate your comments as well. We want to remind folks to join us this Thursday at noon Central Standard Time for Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe. We're going to be joined by multi-award-winning singer and songwriter Mary Kay. And then in the last half of our show on Thursday, Mr. Roland Cheek, who is one of the founders of Backcountry Horsemen of America, will be joining us. And Roland is just an interesting, interesting guy. He's been a columnist. He's been an outfitter in the Bob Marshall Wilderness. He had a radio show for about 7 years, and he is also the author of a great book that we'll be talking about as well on Thursday's show. And then a brand new show that we've started. This is its third week, I believe, coming up, or fourth, and that's Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale, and that's on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock Central Time. And great, great inspirational messages and great music as Belinda visits with her guest on that show at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings. And then who do we have coming up next week on Saddle Up America?
Next week on Saddle Up America, we have Jim McGarvey, chairman of Backcountry Horsemen of America, then travel to Manco, Colorado. And we talk with Dimitri Scholar with the Hobo's Hideout Bed, Breakfast, and Barn.
Man, that sounds pretty cool. Hobo's Hideout out in Colorado. Mm-hmm. So we'll be traveling out west again to visit with some great folks out there. TMA, it's been a fun show. And look forward to hearing more about your experience up in Missouri and catching some photographs on Facebook. I'm sure you'll be posting. Forward to doing that. Well, listen, we want to thank folks for listening today, and we remind you, as always, if you climb in the saddle, get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio. And here's Templeton Thompson to close out the show today. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Tina May.
Thank you.
Got a thirst in my heart, hunger in my eyes, need to satisfy my soul, free my wild side. My wheels have been spinning like crazy in my head, gotta get back to living before I forget. My sights are set where that green grass. It gets me sometimes. There's a freedom inside me I've been missing so much. Gonna kick the gates wide open and live a big old cloud of dust. Yeah, yeah. and all caged in. I need to breathe again. Got a load on my back and a lot on my mind, yeah. Gonna free my wild.